You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
We are back. I'm Jonathan Capehart in today for Leonard Lopate. It's taken decades for Martin Scorsese's movie Silence to get made. He optioned the novel of the same title by a Japanese convert named Shusaka Endo soon after he first read it in 1989. It opens in wide release this Friday and features a great cast, including Liam Neeson, Kieran Hines, Adam Driver, and my next guest, Andrew Garfield. He plays a 17th century Jesuit priest, Father Sebastian Rodriguez, who's on a very difficult mission in hostile Japan. And I am delighted that Andrew is seated across from me right now, having been sitting here all by himself for the last half hour as a Donald Trump press conference went on. Thank you for being here.
No, thank you. I needed some horror to get me prepared for this this talk we're going to have.
Well, speaking of being prepared, first, talk about the movie real quick. For the person who might be intrigued by Silence, what are they going to see?
Oh, goodness. I hope everyone's intrigued by this film. Even though it's a historical drama, it's very pertinent and urgent to the times we're in. It deals with themes of, Christian missionary work being taken overseas, and this idea of warring ideologies, this idea of how do we coexist, and also what does it truly mean to serve something greater than oneself? What does it mean to sacrifice oneself, to sacrifice one's ego, to sacrifice this egocentricity that our culture is so rife with right now, in order to serve the greater good? Obviously, I like everyone else, I watched and listened to President Obama's farewell statement and speech last night, and I was deeply, deeply moved by the humanity, the warmth, the self-sacrifice, and the gratitude that he gave to everyone around him. And we obviously have a new president coming in that doesn't seem to hold the same values, that seems to pat himself on the back every opportunity he gets. And the character that I play, Father Rodriguez, he has to undergo a pulverization of his own ego, a pulverization of his own small self in order to serve God, in order to live a life of true faith. And that journey, that destruction of the small self, feels like an incredibly potent story and journey for us as a very egocentric culture to be looking at right now.
So the pulverization of his ego, Father Sebastian Rodriguez, who's the character you play, and I wanted you to talk about just sort of the overview of the film, because you had to, there's a very intense preparation you had to go through for this part. What did you have to go? You went on retreat, mm-hmm, in a small apartment. talk about that.
Sure. No, I mean, as you said earlier, Martin Scorsese's been wanting to make this film for about 28 years, and it's been rolling around his head and his heart for that long. So when he asked me to go on the journey with him and play this role, I thought, well, the least I could give him is 1 year of my life. And I did. I had 1 year to prepare, which is a remarkable thing for an actor to be given and to give to himself or herself. And in within that time, I underwent this incredible transformative process called the Spiritual Exercises of Saint Ignatius. Mm-hmm. And this is the man who founded the Jesuit order, the Society of Jesus. And for anyone who's been through the spiritual exercises, whether they're a Jesuit priest or merely a Christian devotee, they will be able to tell you, like I am, that they're very, very transformative. And yeah, it's basically a 30-day retreat, which you can either do in one segment, or you can spread out over your life. And so I did it over the course of about 6 months, and there was one period of 1 week where I was in a silent retreat in Wales, where I did the third week of the exercises, and I did the rest in my normal life. It's basically a meditative, imaginative prayer where you walk through the life of Jesus Christ, but it's in a way that's very, very deep and visceral, almost experiential, really. That's the intention. And actually, it's the basis, I found out, of Stanislavski's method of acting, which is the foundation of modern acting, from, you know, the method that Marlon Brando kind of made famous, to what we have now with the great actors now, like De Niro and Pacino. And it's all about the imagination, and it's all about making it live, making it real. So you truly develop a relationship with Christ. It's very, very interesting.
So did you fast? Did you go days on end without speaking to anyone? And if you did, if you were silent in your everyday life, did that mean that you sequestered yourself in that small apartment, or did you go about your daily life walking around but just not talking to anyone?
Well, it was a year basically of prayer and meditation, and a lot of that is private, very, very private. I would be on my own a lot of the time, and then be with this wonderful Jesuit priest, Father James Martin, a New York resident, editor of America Magazine, and he's a wonderful, wonderful priest here in New York. And he became my spiritual director, and he was kind of helping out with Marty on the film, making sure that the Jesuit essence and the ethics of the Jesuit order was present in the script as much as possible.
Did you have much exposure to faith or theology before this film?
Not really. I've been fascinated by it for a long time. And I think my experience of faith, my experience of a spiritual connection was always through storytelling. It was always through, since I was a child, watching movies. And then when I was a teenager, going to the theater. And then now that I'm lucky enough to be an actor and be a vessel for stories to move through, that's become my church, is the theater and the film set. And because I do think that, you know, that's what all religions are based on. The religions are based on tremendous storytelling, deep, epic, psychoactive storytelling, and the kind of storytelling that shows us who we are, what we're capable of being, and whether it's positive or negative, and a guide, a kind of a roadmap for how to live. That's what I perceive stories, one of the purposes of storytelling to be.
I'm Jonathan Capehart, sitting in for Leonard Lopate and speaking with Andrew Garfield about his new movie, Silence. Andrew, what does the title of the film mean to you?
It's a sacred soundless place that we don't often get to access anymore. We've become obsessed with distraction. We've become obsessed with information overload, and I think I'm happy to see that there's a real rebellion going on. There's more and more people that are going on detoxes from the technology and going out into nature. But my goodness, it doesn't really exist anymore for us. We have to really seek it out and search it out in order to find that soft, quiet space to get back in touch with who we are, as opposed to the reality that we're being presented with. Because the reality that we're being presented with through these devices, through social media, it's not a reality at all. Everything is manipulated, and how things seem has become far more vital than how things actually are. And we don't even know how to get to how things actually are anymore, it seems.
I've got to ask you, because I'm intrigued that you're also in another film out now, like where you find the time to do to do all these movies, but these two intense movies. The other movie that you're in is Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge, and there are many parallels between the movies. But didn't you say that you couldn't have done Hacksaw Ridge without the preparation that you went through for Silence? Is that true?
Yeah, I think that's right. Having that year of working with Father Martin and working on Father Rodriguez, the character I play in Silence, really was a tremendous preparation for playing this other character, Desmond Doss, who was a real-life human being who was so damn humble that I can't quite fathom it. He was a man that didn't want to be a hero, that only wanted to serve. And I think there was something about Father Rodriguez and going through that journey with Father Rodriguez. And a part of that journey, as we were saying earlier, is about the pulverization of the ego and the letting go of personal glory in order to serve something greater than oneself. And I think by going through that, I was kind of getting well prepared to play this incredibly, truly humble man, Desmond Doss. He walked among us. I can't quite believe that he did. And I think because he was not after any kind of grandiosity, he wasn't after any kind of sainthood or martyrdom or to be remembered in any way. He literally had the most purest desire to serve. Because of that pure desire, he was then given such kind of fame and the Congressional Medal of Honor. It was given to him, the first ever conscientious objector to receive a Medal of Honor. So it's remarkable, and I find that absolutely fascinating, that which we don't need is what we're given. You know, it's a very, very strange thing.
And that character that you have in Hacksaw Ridge is the complete opposite of your Father Rodriguez, because he takes on the mission of going to Japan thinking he's going to be a hero.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think whether it's conscious or not, I believe that there's a real arrogance to Father Rodriguez. There's a real egotism to his mission. I don't think it's purely egotism. I think he really does truly want to serve, but he's a young man full of vim and vigor and wanting to be remembered, wanting to have his mark made and for his name and his image to be held as this kind of bastion of courage and bravery and faith. And he gets given a very, very different grace. He gets given the grace of humility, the grace of living a life hidden, living a life in exile, in service of God, in service of the compassion and love for his fellow man. And he gets totally exiled from the church because of it. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful grace that he gets to live out, and maybe the hardest form of martyrdom that he could live.
As you said, his ego was pulverized. So Martin Scorsese is the director of Silence. Mel Gibson is the director of Hacksaw Ridge. What's the difference between the two directors? Those are two big names to work for.
Yeah, wonderful storytellers and very different kinds of storytellers. You know, Mel is all blood and guts and viscera and muscle and heart and soul and instinct. And there's some magic that he works, because everything he does, every choice he makes, comes from his gut. And I find that incredibly inspiring to be around, and exciting to be around, because you never know what he's going to be bringing to you, and it encourages you to shoot from the gut as well. Marty also is incredibly instinctive as a filmmaker. His intellect and the brilliance of his mind, and the fact that he's a cinephile and a student of film and an elder of the film community at this point. There's a real reverence that he has for the art of filmmaking, whereas Mel is on set getting in the mud and the muck and the blood and the guts and kind of cracking jokes left, right, and center, no matter what the scene is. Marty has a different approach, where he'll crack jokes when it's right for the scene, but when the scene requires that sacred quiet, that sacred space for the actors to find what it is that they're looking for, he'll really create that for his actors. Neither is better, neither is worse. Both are master filmmakers that I got to witness working and I got to be directed by, so I'm just incredibly grateful.
It would seem to me that Martin Scorsese is probably a more elegant presence on the set.
Well, it depends on what you mean by elegant. There's elegance in that animal instinct as well, I would say. Mel has his own elegance. And also Marty would get in the mud and the dirt too. You know, he would be trudging up the mountainsides, getting wet in the wind and the rain, and getting stuck in the mud. And he would want to be in the scene with all the actors. So they share a lot in common, actually.
Mm-hmm. What has it been like to come out of the world that you were in the movie Silence, and to come back into the world, our world that we have now?
Interesting. You know, I miss the time that I had in my preparation and in the filming of the movie, because it felt very sacred. It felt like I could fully disconnect from those things that I previously thought I needed, and I was very, very happy to find out that I didn't need them. That the cell phone, the computer, the information overload, the excess of information. I won't even say knowledge. I think we have an excess of information.
That's a very good distinction.
Rather than an excess of knowledge. I feel a bit sad to be back in our modern moment, because it's so hard to find that quiet place. It's possible. There are still those parts of the world that I feel like I can access that. So that, you, that quiet.
So you haven't been able to find ways to maintain some of that retreat life.
Oh no, I definitely have. It's in to a certain extent, just not as intensely. Just not as intensely as I did during that period.
I've been speaking with Andrew Garfield about his role in Martin Scorsese's latest film, Silence. The film opens wide this Friday, January 13th. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And apologies for the truncated time.
Great conversation. Thank you.